We're here with Darren Sylvester at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Darren, many of your works deal with subjects such as solitude or togetherness. Can you talk about some of the ways in which they explore those ideas?
They explore internal monologues that we would all have. And I would say that the titles are an internal monologue, and they are the trigger to the experience for the viewer looking at the picture. So the title would come first, and that would be my own personal internal monologue. And so those kind of moments of aloneness would be sort of like when you are not with someone and wanting to be, or post wanting to, you know, thinking about relationships past or in love affairs of the past. Because let's say essentially if I'm making up the lines, then everything is about myself. But then I just have to find a character or an actor to fit that, and boy or a girl, and maybe they're eating something or maybe they're drinking something, and how kind of pathetic and stupid it is to break up whilst eating a Subway sandwich, yet that's what happens probably. And
how do you use consumer culture in your work?
Consumer culture sort of was two things. One was I thought it would be a good way to begin that people would recognise those things instantly, and they would be things that people would identify the character with. So he's eating Subway, I've eaten Subway too. We've all eaten Subway. Everywhere around the world someone's eaten, we've all eaten Subway. The second one was maybe that it would encourage people to go closer because they would work like advertisements. People would recognise Subway and think it's kind of funny to see it around a gallery corner and then just walk towards it. So I would be almost like an advertisement for you to come towards my work. There's a misconception that they're kind of photoshopped or they worked a lot in that way, but they're actually not at all. They're actually worked on a lot beforehand with lighting and so forth to sort of look a particular way. So everything is pretty much in camera always. But that kind of polished edge, I like that kind of very rounded, clean, perfect aesthetic to encapsulate something that is not clean and around.
On that note, maybe you'd like to talk us through a particular image.
Well, probably the first one when you walk in is the "Let Hopes and Dreams Be Things We Can Achieve" with the people in the mountains. So the initial idea for that work was, again, the title. And the title was just written in my diary, and the concept of the work, of all works, exists only in the title. And that is, it wanted it to be a relationship where you initially have a flood of emotions and you wish amazing things, but my artwork is a temper to that, to say, make sure your hopes and dreams are things you can achieve. Don't aim too high. Disappointment is around the corner all the time, so keep it in check. And imagery-wise, it was, I thought, something, it sounded like a grand title, and I knew I was going to Canada, so I thought in my folder of images, I'd collected all the images of the Paramount movie logo. So instead of using a fast food object, I thought subconsciously, if I use the Paramount Pictures intro logo, everyone would recognise it subconsciously, because every time you watch a film, you'd see this mountain spin around. And I thought I'd take a photograph of that mountain, so it creates a movie moment. But when I got to Banff, which is where I thought it was, and I started looking it up, and anyone can look this up, look up the logo, they actually change the mountain every 2 years. And there's about 30 mountains. And not only that, they invented the mountain. There actually is no mountain. So, you know, it's like smoke and mirrors of the movie. The actual mountain is a smoke and mirror. And so therefore it was finding a substitute. But that's where the mountains came from, Paramount Pictures logo. And I wanted the couple in it to be dressed the same. And because I hadn't been to the Americas before, I wanted to go to Walmart. So that was my first trip as well, to Walmart, where I bought the matching yellow jackets. So then it was a combination of just simply finding the mountains and going to Walmart. And the shot was done in a day because I'd figured out this is what we wanted to do. Did about three locations off the side of the car. And I remember it was like minus 40 degrees, so we could only shoot two or three pictures. You know, we're in the car and go, you guys run to there and stop. I'll jump out of the car, take pictures. I yell out and you come back. So we did maybe two or three rolls of film and then took the jackets back to Walmart and said, we kept the tags on, said you can keep them. But I remember they threw them straight into a dumpster, and that was the picture done. And then simply just chose my favourite picture. And I know I chose that one because I thought it looked quite nice with the two trees matching the two figures standing next to it by coincidence. And it was printed, so it's just a straight sort of or Hallmark Paramount Pictures widescreen moment, but the title is a warning to not, don't dream as big as this picture is telling you to.